Today we keep the last Sunday after Pentecost. This is the final Sunday of the liturgical year. Next week we begin a whole new year, and it starts with the first Sunday of Advent. The scripture readings for today, this last Sunday, highlight the kingship of Jesus. In the epistle from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, we hear, God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Focusing, as we do today, on the kingship of Jesus, I think it's important for us to remember what kind of king Jesus is. Jesus is a king who calls us to give our lives completely over to him. Through the waters of baptism, he claims us as his own. He marks us as his people for eternity. Unlike an earthly king, however, Jesus claims us, Jesus lays hold on us, not by force, but by an abundance of love. Jesus doesn't coerce us into obedience, forcing our loyalty, but instead Jesus loves us, seeks us, invites us, and welcomes us. Jesus is a king unlike any other, unlike any earthly monarch. For Jesus humbles himself by putting on our human flesh. God come among us, the ruler of creation, the one present when all things are created, becomes a creature within the creation. Jesus humbles himself for our season to put on our humanity. Jesus is the king who walks in humble, loving service. Jesus is the king willing to die on the cross for us, being subject to human hatred, to evil. On the third day, God raises him from the dead, destroying once and for all the power of death. And through baptism, we share in a death like his, and it is promised that we will also share in his victory over death. Between now and our deaths, we are called to follow him, to live our lives as he did his earthly life, to live by loving all. Jesus, our King, is the great shepherd of the people. He calls each sheep by name. He gathers them in safe pastures, overflowing with abundant food and water. Jesus is the shepherd who seeks out the lost, who leaves the 99 of the flock to find that one sheep who has strayed. Jesus is the shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, protecting them, giving up his own life, that the sheep have eternal life. As people claimed by Christ our King, we are called to follow his example. Today's gospel tells us how we live as people who belong to Jesus, our shepherd. This is the only account of the final judgment that we have in the whole of the New Testament. And in this passage, Jesus returns in glory as judge, and he separates the sheep from the goats. The sheep are welcomed into the heavenly kingdom with the words, "Come you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." The sheep are surprised when they hear this. And they ask, when did they serve Jesus? Jesus assures them, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then there are the goats. The goats are cast out, for they did not serve Jesus by serving the least. They committed sins of omission, neglecting those in need around them. They are judged for this neglect of others. For their lack of action, they are excluded from eternal life. This gospel reminds us how we are called to live until Jesus comes again in glory at the end of the age. We are to remain awake, preparing for his return. And we are to wait for Jesus by caring for those in need. And when we do so, this gospel assures us we care for Jesus. All people are beloved children of God, created in the very image and likeness of God. When we look into the face of someone who is hungry, thirsty, sick, imprisoned, we are looking into the face of Jesus. When we fail to see such a person as a beloved child of God, when we don't see Jesus in their face, we are ignoring Jesus. This scripture passage tells us that those failing to care for others are judged by Jesus. But I think it's important to understand how it is that Jesus judges us. Jesus returns as judge, not looking to condemn humanity, not looking for reasons to exclude people from salvation. Instead, Jesus comes to redeem. Jesus comes to us in love, the shepherd of the people seeking to lead us into God's pasture, to welcome us into the heavenly banquet. Jesus desires that everyone enters into eternity. Jesus returns as the crucified one, his body bearing the scars of his passion. Though he is God, he lived among us in human flesh. He knows our trials. He knows the challenges of being human. He understands both our faithfulness as well as our failings. Like us, he was tempted. And like any shepherd, he will do what it takes to redeem everyone. He will do what is necessary to lead all into the fullness of his kingdom. Though Jesus comes to us in love and compassion, we can be frightened of God's judgment. Thinking about Jesus returning in glory to judge us can be unsettling. It is important to remember Jesus is the shepherd who gave his life on the cross for the sheep. Jesus sets his cross between us and our judgment, between us and salvation. Jesus seeks us in love and compassion, and when he judges us, he does so in love. He looks upon us with more understanding than we can have of ourselves. He seeks to purify us, to remove everything that separates us from God, from one another, and from ourselves. And so we have little to fear when Jesus returns. We need not shrink back from his merciful and compassionate judgment. As Jesus treats us with mercy, we are called to do likewise. Just as Jesus gazes upon us with eyes of loving compassion, so we are called to do the same with others. We are to live the way that Jesus lives. Throughout his earthly life and ministry, Jesus sought the lost and the forgotten. He welcomed the outcast. He shared meals with them. Jesus himself was counted with the marginalized, owning no home or property, having no possessions. At the end, he was abandoned, rejected, tortured, and killed. This is the Jesus who comes again as judge, the one who lived among us as the least and the forgotten of this world. Though he will come as our judge, he returns as one who knows what it is to be poor, alone, rejected. He understands firsthand human pain and suffering. He calls his followers to serve those at the margins because he himself knows what it is to live at the edge, forgotten and alone. Jesus calls us away from our self-centeredness. Jesus calls us out of ourselves. Jesus focuses our gaze outward on the face of others. And our salvation comes not because we achieve it through our actions. It comes not by anything that we do. Rather, we discover salvation. And we might do so when we least expect it. Salvation is something that we live. We see that in our gospel today, where the sheep don't set out on a course of action trying to win eternal life. Rather, they know salvation because they discover it unexpectedly when they see the face of God in the stranger. In their loving actions, they come to see the face of God. This is not something they expected. They are surprised to learn that they cared for the King of creation when they acted with loving compassion. As we wait for Jesus to return, we are called to watch for God to enter in. Jesus asks we open our hearts and our eyes to see God is present. Rather than focusing solely on ourselves, on our own challenges and our struggles, we are called to watch for Jesus by looking at others, by gazing into the face of the stranger. And living in this way, we may just be surprised by encountering Jesus in a loving act toward another. There are many opportunities for us to act in love at this time. In this year of pandemic, and as the pandemic is surging around the world, so many people are suffering, despairing, ill, and dying. Being socially distant from one another, many people are lonely, are feeling isolated. There is in this an invitation for us to open ourselves, to reach out to others in love and caring. We can do so by sending a card or an email or calling someone on the phone. We can connect with someone who is lonely. And doing so, we may find Jesus present. As the evil hold of white supremacy shows no signs of abating, leaving people of color literally fighting for their lives, those of us who are white have many opportunities to act. We can learn about our history, and in particular this week, we can discover the untruths that we were taught about that first Thanksgiving. We can support Black-led organizations by our financial donations, our letter writing, our political activism. We can open our hearts and our ears as we listen to the experience of people of color who every day of their lives know the systemic racism of our society. In these actions, we might discover Jesus is present. And in this time of great national division, when we struggle to speak respectfully across our differences, we have many opportunities to act from love and compassion. We can commit to always speaking with respect in every one of our interactions, and perhaps most especially with those who disagree with us, and to always be respectful in our social media posts and comments. We can look for the face of Jesus in the face of those who disagree with us. And we might be surprised to discover Jesus present in these encounters with others. Today's gospel calls us to live doing the right thing, and that we do by faithfully caring for those in need as we await Jesus' return. Doing so, we care for Jesus, even if we do not realize it. Living this way keeps our faith strong, our love of God alive, and moves us towards the authentic, abundant life God desires to share with us. Today's gospel reminds us that salvation is a gift. It is something that we discover and experience. It is a way of life. And it's something that we find when we least expect it. Following Jesus, we are called to live as he does, loving those for whom he gave his life, those who are forgotten, not valued, who live at the margins, those in need. This way of life is a primary expression of our love of God and a way that we experience God's love for us. Living this way, we follow Jesus, the King of love, in the way that he walks. His way of love is the path to the eternal banquet of the great shepherd of the sheep that is prepared for all the people. It is our way to the heavenly feast, the feast that is prepared for those who are the sheep of his pasture. Amen.